Giving us the morning munch again once again this morning, our very own Pastor Tommy Briggs. It is 7:30.
And we're going to be in Ephesians today, in chapter 4. And Paul's writing to the great letter. I love Ephesians. Great book. And he writes in chapter 4, begins by saying, "As a prisoner of the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received." And this is a common refrain for Paul, that he's always calling people, live a life worthy of the calling you've received. But I thought it was interesting to see what makes that life worthy. Sometimes I think we think to be worthy of God, we need to do great things, right? We have to start some big ministry. We have to do some, you know, big thing like that. I think of, you know, today's National Human Trafficking Day. You know, lots of people have committed themselves to fight human trafficking. And we've interviewed people, you know, of course, our good friend Jeff Wilbarger, who started the Daughter Project, you know, just because God laid on his heart to do this thing and convicted him of it. And he put together this incredible ministry to help girls who have been trapped in human trafficking, to help them recover. And sometimes I think we look at that and look at, you know, we'll interview other people who have international ministries. I remember a while back we interviewed a guy who all around the world leads basically raids to go in and free these girls from wherever they're working, and works with local authorities and targets these places and frees these girls. And so we can look at sometimes and think, oh, a life worthy of the calling means I've got to do some big ministry like that, some big work like that. And certainly, you know, if God lays it on your heart and calls you to something like that, then by all means, be obedient and do what he calls you. But he's not going to call everybody to that. Not everybody is equipped for that. Not everybody is, you know, gifted to run works like that. And sometimes we think that being worthy means, you know, if I'm not running this major ministry or having this, I'm not a pastor, or I'm not leading this thing or that thing, then I'm not living a life worthy of God. But as Paul writes here, he says, live a life worthy of the Lord. And then he tells us, what are those qualities? And none of them, and you would think Paul would say, like, you know, live a life worthy of God, follow me and travel around the world and start new churches. You know, Paul was certainly a huge player in the early church and did great works and starting churches all around the world, and he could have called people to follow his example and do what I'm doing and go around the world and start these new churches, but he doesn't. He says, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you've received. And here's what that life looks like. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. And he goes on to say, you know, there's one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father who is over all and through all and in all. The qualities he says, the qualities he gives us of a life worthy of God have nothing to do with what we're doing or accomplishing, and everything to do with how we're living. Humble and gentle. Patient. Bearing with one another, right? Because it's not always easy to get along. Making every effort to keep the unity in the bond of peace. Preserving the unity of the body. Being humble, being gracious, being gentle, being patient. These are the things that he says, this is a life worthy of the calling of the Lord. Certainly, if God has called you to do something, if he's called you into a ministry, he's called you to take on some challenge, by all means, do it. I'm in no way saying we shouldn't do those things that God calls us to do. And he may indeed call you to do some great work. You may indeed end up like a Jeff Wilbarger, starting a ministry like he did and doing some work in some area that God has called you to do. You may find yourself heading up some ministry. That's great. That's awesome. Or you may not. But that doesn't mean you're not living a life worthy. Are you living a life characterized by humility, gentleness, patience, bearing with one another, preserving the unity, keeping the bond of peace? These are the qualities that Paul highlights when he says, let us live a life worthy of the calling we have received. You see, God's much more interested in how we're living than what we're doing and how we're doing those things. Yes, he'll have work to give us. Yes, we have good works. As earlier in Ephesians, he talks about there's good works that God has planned in advance for us to do. So I'm not in any way saying there aren't works for us to do. But how we do them and how we live is more important in God's sight than just the things that we do. He's able to accomplish those things with or without us. How we do them, are we doing them in a way that reflects and shows the glory of the Lord? That's living a life worthy of the calling we received. And that's our munch today.
Great word. Thanks, Tommy. And maybe called to something that you think, there's no way you can do that. That's right.
That's right.
Because God, that just shows that God will help you and he'll get the glory.
And how we do it is just as important as what we do.
Yep. Yep. Can you pray for us?
Yes. Lord, we thank you for this calling you have given to us. And Lord, we pray that it's easy to get caught up in the doing and what we're accomplishing and looking at those things as some kind of measure of our quality, our success. But Lord, we pray that we would measure as you measure and look at the qualities that you highlight. Lord, that we would be gentle and patient and humble and kind, that we bear with one another, love one another, preserve the unity of the body. Lord, that we might in that way live a life worthy of the calling that we have received. As we live out those works and good deeds that you have prepared in advance for us to do. So, Lord, we pray that you would glorify yourself in us by allowing us to live in a way that glorifies you. And we pray this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Pastor Tommy Briggs of Gateway Baptist Church. Tell us about your church.
Gateway Baptist Church, we meet at 6047 Door Street, which is just west of Holland, Sylvania, on Door. And we share a building with a facility with Reynolds Corners Baptist Church. And we meet at 10:30 for our Sunday school, 11:45 for our service. And it's church focused on the Word, focused on growing people in the Word and impacting our community. If you'd like more information, go to our website, gatewaytoledo.com. That's gatewaytoledo.com.